KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Flaneidi and the Wushkitan of the Akwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once Thailand and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who traveled to and from their homes from these Thailands to fishing and hunting grounds and to gatherings in other villages, and whose children played on the beaches and learned to row in the harbor. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and Gunal Chish for your patience as we learn. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are here to talk about the Alaska Native Virtual Gathering Place. Welcome Aaron Tripp and Vera Starbird. Hello, Aaron. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, and hello, Vera. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you both so much for talking with me today. I was hoping you could please introduce yourselves to our listeners, and we'll start with Aaron.
Hi. I'm Aaron Tripp. I'm Tlingit Deshitan. I grew up here in Juneau. I'm from Yeshit, which is in Hootsnuaquan in Angoon.
Thank you, Aaron. And Vera.
My name is Vera Starbird. I am originally from Craig. I spent a lot of time in Juneau and graduated middle school. I'm now in Anchorage right now, and I'm the resident playwright at Perseverance Theater.
Thanks again, both of you, for talking with me today. You're both here to talk about the Alaska Native Virtual Gathering Place, which I was checking out kind of all day today. It's pretty wonderful.
Yeah.
Aaron, I'm going to start with you again. Can you please tell me what it is and how it works?
Yeah, so it is a place, so it kind of developed, it was formed on a whim, first off, from a random Facebook comment conversation where we were like, I guess we should do this. And so we made this Facebook group and we were trying to brainstorm what it would be, and we've landed on what it is each day there's a live stream from a different Alaska Native person, and it can be whatever they want. It can be dance, song, storytelling, whatever however they want to express themselves, however they're inspired to share. And we just started doing it on Monday, but it's been pretty exciting so far, and there's been a lot of really great people who have agreed to do it and are really happy to do it, and so it's pretty exciting. It's very community-based, you know.
Yeah, you mentioned it was on Facebook, and it's done via Facebook live streaming, or at least you can tune into Facebook and watch it live.
Yeah.
Vera, what would you like to add to what Aaron said about what this group is and how it came about?
I was kind of inspired by the virtual distance, or what was it, social distance powwow down in the lower 48. And it was it's so great. And actually, it's still going on. They've got thousands, and they're all across the United States. And it's lovely, and I love watching that. But also, there's a lot of traditions and songs and stuff that aren't recognizable to Alaska Native people. So I think it was just this urge, I want to do that. We should do that. And then we started talking to very late night conversations, started talking to dance groups immediately. Everybody is basically saying yes. They all want to share, and whether it's sharing their dance group practice, they have these virtual dance group practices, or we had storytelling last night with Yari and some talking about traditional healing, or singing along there with Lyle and Colleen James on Tuesday. They did some songs that everyone was singing along to. So it's been pretty fun. It's definitely been, we're just going to do it and see what happens. So far,
people in the comments section, all of us are really supportive. And so even if you're not hosting the live stream, there's a lot of sharing, I think, that happens just from people watching.
Definitely. Aaron, what were some of the highlights of the videos you've seen so far, or what people have posted?
Oh, gosh. So, like I said, we just started Monday, like, with our live streams. I've seen a lot of great live streams even before we had started posting from other people. But, like, the kickoff on Monday with Lyle and Colleen was really great. They did songs, and there were, like, I actually knew all the songs that they were singing, so I was singing along to every song, so that was a highlight. And then seeing people in the comments on both days saying, like, oh, thank you so much, I needed this, this is really healing. Those have been, like, really big highlights. Like, Vera and I will text afterward and be like, oh, my God, that was so great. And so that's been really fun.
Since you mentioned Monday night's live stream, what's great about these is that they stay up. And, I mean, you can watch live, but you can go back and watch the video after, yeah, which I did today. So I watched the video with Colleen and Lyle James, and it was really delightful, especially the beginning. So heartwarming to see how excited they were when they were greeting everyone who tuned in, and they had a terrific turnout. There was like 200 comments, and I wanted to play a little bit of that for you guys now, if that's okay.
Yeah.
It's the second.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was the second song, the one that was composed for their relative, and a little bit of intro from Colleen. Here we go.
One of the things that I want to make sure everybody understands is that even though we call this a spirit song, this is not anything new to any of our Native people. We believe that our ancestors are with us 24/7. And when we called my auntie to let her know about the song, we also shared with her that she's never alone. Our ancestors were with her in that time when she was getting ready to get her surgery. So this is the message and the gift we want to share with all of you is, if you're feeling lonely or high stress or anxiety because of what's happening in the world, the song is for you.
Okay.
Okay, I think you start with the rattle. Wait up.
I loved that.
Yeah,
that was really cool. That was just something that I don't know if it hadn't been for this platform, I would have really been able to see or witness or share. So I thought that was a really good example of what you guys are doing here. Vera, what about you? What have these virtual gatherings meant to you? What were some of the meaningful moments so far?
I think, honestly, just being able to hear our songs and language and from what's going to be soon all over the state. I know so many dance celebrations were canceled. Chamai in Bethel was canceled, the Chamai Festival, and Celebration was canceled this year. And I mean, these kind of huge, meaningful places where we gather and share our songs are rightfully being canceled. They need to be safe, but just that part that kind of hurts to see it. So literally any time that anyone engages with the group is my favorite. Like every post is my favorite at this point, just to have some
all the engagement. Please.
What did you say?
Just to see people sharing.
Yeah.
I agree. Like all the engagement is really the best part. The fact that people want to be sharing with each other and talking about and supporting each other and uplifting each other is really great.
And then I think it was last night, the individual, will you talk a little bit about the individual who was featured in last night's live stream and the storytelling? Erin, I'll ask you first.
Yeah, Vera might be able to talk. Like, she's a friend of Vera's. Her name's Yari, and she's a Inupiat. What was really great from watching it for me was she was telling stories, and they were, like, stories about her experiences and her land and things like that. And there was a lot of, like, teaching. And so I was learning a lot from it and getting lessons and stuff, and that was pretty great. And just, like, I think shows like we're not just like talking about dance. I love the music, but also there's like a lot of great things that everybody can offer to the group. And in its own way, it was also very healing.
Vera, would you like to add something to that?
Yeah, Yari Walker. She's actually Siberian Yupik. She's pretty well known. Definitely around Anchorage as a teacher, as a traditional healer, and I actually thought she was going to sing because she also sings really well too. And she texted like, "I don't have a drummer," and I was, "You can do anything." And she said she was going to share stories, so she ended up just dropping all of this wisdom on things we kind of aren't taught anymore. Like she even kind of talked about that, where a lot of the traditional methods and traditional modes of wisdom were heavily discouraged, including, you know, outright being said they were bad and evil. And she, in her own journey, has kind of been learning things again that we haven't been taught in so long. So it was really cool to hear that from her and get a little bit of old school wisdom, kind of.
I honestly, I wish I could play the whole thing on this show. It was so engaging. She was so interesting to watch and listen to. And again, it's not something that I think I would have been exposed to if not for this platform that that you two have put out there. So, Ganesh Sheesh for that. All right.
We wanted to be I just say real quick, like, we're trying to make it really diverse and feature a lot of different tribes from all over the state. And you know, like making those connections are hard, but like we're trying. So yeah, we want to expose people to all these different things.
And again, I just want to let everyone know, if you missed the live stream, the videos are still up there. Vera, who's coming up next and for the rest of this week?
Tonight at 7 is Juno's own Conrad Frank. That'll be, I have high hopes for this one because he's hilarious. He does beautiful singing, and I don't know which one he's going to do, if it's going to be storytelling, singing, what it's going to be, but I've been watching. He's been having these quarantine videos that have been hilarious.
No pressure, Conrad.
And then tomorrow will be Skylar Davis Benson. He's also clicking. I don't even know where he is right now. Do you, Erin? he's a world traveler.
I think he might be in LA.
Maybe from LA. He's all over. He just popped up. He was in Anchorage a couple of weeks ago. I was like, oh. Friday we'll have Polly Andrews, who's beautiful, beautiful singer, poet, and she's Yupik. She'll be Friday. And then we're kind of getting our lineup. We have a ton of people who want, and honestly, Erin's been doing all the work of scheduling. She's doing the hard part. So getting people signed up for the different nights that they want to do. So have until Friday, and then from Saturday on is still kind of getting scheduled.
Erin, how can we find this if we want to watch, or if someone listening wants to sign up to participate?
Yeah, well, anybody can join the group. It's a long name. It's Alaskan Native Virtual Gathering Place. had to pause for a second. And so if you just look that up on Facebook, you can join. Anybody can join and watch. And then if you want to host a live stream, please let me know. That would be awesome. You just can either message me or message Vera, either way. Or actually message in the group.
Okay. Well, thank you both again so much for talking with me today and for putting this together and for everything that's been shared so far. I really enjoyed it, and I think it's just more good stuff to come. So hopefully we can check back with you guys and maybe hear some more off of the live streams and some. I hope we can feature some more of that stuff in shows to come, because I just thought it was all so great. Vera, do you have anything else you want to share with our listeners while we're on the phone?
No, I think tune in. Definitely, if you want to share, if you have Native crafts and arts to sell, if you have stories, if you have lessons, or if you just want to listen, yeah, tune in. We want it to be just a gathering place for everybody.
And Erin, how about you? Any last thoughts?
Thank you. Thank you for supporting us. And thank you for everybody for listening. It's been pretty fun so far.
All right. Well, again, Gudosh to both of you for talking with me today, and keep up this great platform. I'm really enjoying it. I know a lot of people out there are too.
Yes, Gudosh.
Gudosh.
All right. Have a great afternoon.
You too.
Bye. Goodbye.